Blooming Rose Press Audio presents The 11th Hour, Volume 2 of the Third Verse Trilogy by Lily G. Stephen, read for you by the author. To the memory of His Eminence Chokdu Tulku Rinpoche, 1930-2002. Prefatory quotations and statements. The female represents what in Kantian terminology we call the forms of sensibility. She is time and space itself, and the mystery beyond her is beyond all pairs of opposites. So it isn't male and it isn't female. It neither is nor is not, but everything is within her, so that the gods are her children. Everything you can think of, everything you can see, is a production of the goddess. Joseph Campbell, 1904-1987. Transformative spirituality. Authentic spirituality is revolutionary. It does not legitimate the world. It breaks the world. It does not console the world. It shatters it. And it does not render the self content. It renders it undone. Ken Wilber. Only the fantastic is likely to be true at the cosmic level. Attributed to Teilhard de Chardin, 1881-1955. In the Sufi tradition, the sound of hue is the most sacred of all sounds as the name of God, regardless of gender. Let us see the words human and humankind with new eyes. Let's hear them with new ears. As embodiments of divinity, each of us is capable of transformative action. Introduction. The third verse trilogy embraces a story about becoming within the context of recognizing the true nature of reality. Most people have at one time or another arrived at a juncture where a choice must be made. At such a time, there's a dramatic insight into potentiality, the array of alternatives from which to choose one's path to walk can either be confusing or confirming. It has been said that throughout our lives, multitudes of possibilities simultaneously take place, dormant and inactivated until becoming enabled through conscious choice. Opal on planet Earth and Sapphire on planet Zamora attained reunification on a higher dimension, enabling them to evolve within the dynamic focus of their spirit mission as the 10th muse. Sappho. They left behind families and friends in their parallel worlds, who were called upon to carry on with their lives forever changed in outlook. The worlds left behind were changing too. Opal and Sapphire's families watched world events unfold that were unheard of in former times. Such events once would have been considered miraculous or highly improbable. They began to relinquish former preconceptions and recognize that old limitations no longer ruled. The 11th hour continues the story of becoming with the lives of family and friends Opal appeared to have left behind. The 11th hour is about making choices, taking responsibility, and above all, about transcending duality by turning toward the unseen mind to see vividly as it is. We live in illusion and the appearance of things. Kalu Rinpoche. Prologue. Hopi and Mayan elders, Egyptologists and shamans earthwide had brought forth ancient knowledge, supported by new research findings, that exposed the inaccuracy of the Gregorian calendar. Their efforts to make known this correct designation of time as measured by the majority of humankind were ignored by most branches of the media, but not by a significant number of people who made up the circle of wisdom seekers. So it was that one small group of seekers with no